Are you a friend of Hal Serfs?
Yes, indeed. Bennett was my dad.
Not that many serfs in the...
No, there aren't many serfs, period, I don't think, in America.
So, tell me about yourself. You write full-time.
Well, yes, if you... In a very broad sense, I work with Sesame Street quite a bit, and I do quite a bit of music, and I've been involved with National Lampoon in the early days, which is where I met Henry Beer. I used to work full-time at CTW, which produces Sesame Street. I started their book and record and toy division.
Oh.
And, you know, I've done these sort of oddball books from on the side, and some of them have done pretty nicely.
Yeah, I see you have a Macintosh computer.
Indeed. Oh, you got that strange letter. That strange letter.
I've got,
yeah.
I've got one, too, so I know.
Oh, great. Oh, I do all my writing on it.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of work with computers, actually, period. A lot of work with educational software and kids learning to read, that kind of thing.
Well, we want to talk about the Pentagon catalog. Now, I think this is extremely handy. This is a real service for Americans. Tell me about the Pentagon catalog. Why is this going to be so helpful to all the readers?
Well, Henry Beard, my colleague, and I felt it was really unfair that admirals and generals get to pay these incredible prices that we keep hearing about what the Pentagon pays, but somehow the taxpayers are left out. We haven't had a chance to buy, say, coffee pots for $7,622 or toilet seats for over $600. And we thought it was only fair that the taxpayers should have that opportunity. So we put together some of the real items that the Pentagon has bought, and we're now making them available to consumers.
Well, I think it's wonderful. Now, I never would have expected to pay for a claw hammer $435. Now, that has to be a bargain.
It is a bargain of sorts. Actually, it is because originally Gould wanted even more money for that, I believe. And actually, there were negotiations after the $435 was paid, and a remarkable 10% discount was given. So the final price was actually $390, which, of course, is a total steal.
Well, just think, Christopher, that Americans all across the country now have the opportunity of buying for themselves an everyday hammer for only $435.
That's right. And, of course, they really didn't have that opportunity before. So, as you say, Don, I don't want to be anything. I don't want to be arrogant. I want to be modest. But I know we are providing an incredible service here.
Now, I just wonder, on page 6 of the Pentagon catalog, where we have a screw selling for only $37, is this kind of a double entendre?
Well, it wasn't intended to be, though maybe McDonnell Douglas meant it to be when they first produced that screw and the Navy bought it. But we realized that you just don't lose a screw that cost you $37. That's its incredible intrinsic value. If you pay only a dime for a screw or a couple of cents, you might let it fall on the floor and never pick it up again. But this kind of screw is going to be used properly, and I think the Navy must have realized that before they ordered them.
That's right. If I bought a screw for $37, I would certainly never misplace it. I'd probably even keep it locked up.
You might very well. In fact, we point out in the book that if kids found just one lost McDonnell Douglas screw every week, they could probably pay their own way through college.
Now, Christopher, on page 12 is a real bargain, it seems to me, because we know how much Americans love to drink coffee. And you are offering a coffee maker for just how much?
$7,622.
A steal.
It is a steal. It's made by the Weber Aircraft Company. And a lot of people think that's a little high for a coffee maker, a mite pricey.
Who?
Well, we've heard some people say that, but of course we tested a normal coffee maker under the conditions that the Air Force felt their coffee maker had to work in. So Henry and I actually climbed to the roof of a 15-story building in New York and threw an ordinary coffee maker off. And it fell, smashed a bit on the ground, and then we tried to brew coffee with it, and it didn't work, Don, sorry to say. Whereas this coffee maker is designed, in fact, that's why it's so expensive, it was specially designed in order to withstand 40 Gs of acceleration, to withstand a complete loss of pressure in the airplane cabin, and to withstand an impact like that of a plane crash and still brew a perfect cup of coffee. We think the American public wants that kind of coffee maker and that they will pay the $7,622, even though I have to point out that the coffee pot is not included in that price, just the maker. Yeah, that's extra.
Can I ask how much extra?
We asked, and we were unable to find out, by the way. But the $7,622 is the actual cost.
Well, most Americans are probably not going to take their coffee makers on a plane, and the plane is probably not going to crash, but there is the possibility that an American might take the coffee maker up to the top of their building and throw it off.
Yeah, that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, and so they can rest assured that even if it's thrown off of a 15-story building, the coffee maker will hold up, and it's only $7,622.
Right.
Well, one of the most infamous, I have to say infamous, because this has made all of the newspapers and television networks, this is a famous toilet seat. And I think probably every American should have it, because it cost only how much?
$640.09 for the toilet seat. And in fact, Senator William Cohen of Maine, when he first heard about this toilet seat, said, quote, "It gives new meaning to the word throne," end quote. And I think he's right. This toilet seat actually shows, I think it illustrates quite nicely some of the very intelligent ways that the Pentagon buys things and explains where they get these prices. They decided for some reason that the plane did not need a normal-sized toilet. In fact, that is a slightly larger toilet would be just terrific, which meant, of course, that they also needed a specially designed larger toilet seat, which was made in small quantities. And also, there was a lot of testimony given, which I read with some amusement, I must admit, about how normal toilet seats maybe couldn't take it when they had to withstand the impacts of lots of aircraft landings or lots of use. There's no question in our minds that this Lockheed toilet seat is worth the $640 because it can take it.
Well, I'm sure the Pentagon is not going to sit still and allow a bargain like that to go unused.
I don't think so.
Now, on page 17, this really struck me because it seems to me that this is something that a crook conceivably might want to take advantage of by trying to get it into a New York City subway turnstile. It's a washer. You know, it looks like a
yes.
regular everyday washer. I'm sure it can be abused by being used in place of tokens. And
that's right. It's quite a bargain. You could steal a $1 fare on the New York subway by using our $387 flat washer in the turnstile. It's a very interesting idea.
Only $387?
Yes. We thought the decimal point was probably in the wrong place, that it was probably $3,870. But no, this was really an incredible bargain at $387. In fact, we made a necklace, which I brought along today, Don, and we'll show you right after the interview. We made a necklace out of McDonnell Douglas nuts and washers of 45 of the nuts, 46 of the washers, because they frame the nuts beautifully. And we value it at $109,000. It was actually $111,000 at one point, but one of the nuts fell off in transit, unfortunately.
Has Tiffany's heard about this?
They haven't yet, because, I mean, we just don't have enough of them to, I'm sure if, you know, it was shown everywhere that we wouldn't be able to keep up with the orders.
Well, let's flip here through the book and see what else we can find that is in a special bargain. Let's see here.
The stool leg cap's kind of nice. I don't know.
The which one?
The stool leg cap is a personal favorite.
What page is that?
That's on page 44.
A stool leg cap. Oh, that is a little foot that fits at on the bottom or the leg of a stool, huh?
Yes, well, and Boeing made this. I'm sure that if you had a stool that was slipping around on the floor, you'd probably go to a large aircraft manufacturer to solve the problem for you. And Boeing made this little stool cap that keeps the navigator's stool on the AWACS plane from slipping. It's, you know, one of those little rubber or plastic mm-hmm. things you put on the bottom of a leg. Boeing charged a bargain $1,118.26 for those stool caps, and they're so nice that we decided to make them available to the general public. And there is a real explanation, which the Air Force actually gave, as to why it's worth it. They said that if in the AWACS plane all three of the sophisticated electronic navigation systems that the plane has all went out at the same time, the only way to steer that plane is for the navigator to climb up on the navigator's stool and look through a little periscope in the roof of the cockpit of the plane, which is attached to a sextant by which you could tell the longitude and latitude of the plane. I'm sure this would be very useful in combat, but of course if that stool should slip, you could lose $250 million aircraft, as well as the mission being aborted and all that. So seen in that light, I think you'll agree that $1,118.26 is very reasonable for a stool cap.
Yeah, on hearing the explanation, I can certainly accept that. I was a little worried at first. Now, one very nice thing that you offer with the Pentagon catalog, it comes in a little plastic case on the upper right-hand corner and sticks through the front cover of the book. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, that is a nut that was available, I guess, to the Navy for $2,043. It's a McDonnell Douglas nut. And,
Thank God for McDonnell Douglas.
Yes, they've been terrific suppliers of ours over the years. And we're giving this away. I don't know how Peter Workman, our publisher, does it, frankly, because he's giving away one of these with every one of our books. And the book sells for only $4.95, so he must be losing thousands of dollars on every copy. It's an incredibly generous act, I think.
Tell me, Christopher, how is it possible for us everyday Americans to take advantage of some of these terrific tools and parts and supplies that the Pentagon has used? Where can we get some of these things?
Well, you can order them directly from Pentagon Products, Inc., which, of course, is the parent company of the Pentagon catalog. And actually, our stocks are a little depleted now. But luckily, I guess for those who would still like to buy something, we have not had as many orders for some of these products as we expected. The $74,000 ladder, for example, has been very slow so far, to be frank. But
well, maybe this broadcast will help to stimulate.
I hope so. I certainly hope so, yes.
That was only how much?
Pardon me?
It was only how much?
$74,000 and some odd cents.
There should be a run on those ladders.
Well, I think now that we've talked about it here on the radio, that probably there will be. It's $74,165, by the way. I don't want to be misleading. It's not just an even 74,000.
Any way to get a discount?
Well, no, we haven't been giving discounts at this point.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our policy is quite the opposite. We have a guarantee. If you see something you want in our catalog, you can go and shop around anywhere in the country. If you can find any similar item at a higher price, we will top our price very cheerfully, because our motto is we will not be oversold.
Now, I'm looking at page 60. Do I actually see, is this a contest that you're offering? Third, second, first prizes?
Well, they are. It's not exactly a contest because everyone can win, Don. Mm-hmm. It's what we call our Pentagon Products $1 million gift bonanza. It's for people who order merchandise from us in large quantities. And it doesn't actually take very long to get up to these numbers. If you order $100,000 worth of merchandise from us, for example, we will give a prize identical to a General Dynamics item. General Dynamics once charged the government for kenneling a dog named Furston, in fact, was the name of the dog, so that the executive who owned Furston could attend a resort in South Carolina. Now, we thought that was a wonderful prize, and so we'll give that to anyone who buys $100,000 worth of products from our catalog. For those who buy $3,000 worth, we're going to give exact replicas of the Gucci bags with little Pratt & Whitney logos that Pratt & Whitney gave out and charged to a government jet engine contract not long ago. And we have a lot of prizes very much like that, including a fantastic free airplane travel to and from your farm in Albany, Georgia, just like the head of General Dynamics charges when he does such things.
Well, we are certainly blessed having the Pentagon working so closely with our leaders of industry. We can thank General Dynamics, certainly. We can thank Rockwell. We can thank Pratt and Whitney and Martin Marietta and all the rest for doing the American public such a service, offering these tools and supplies to our boys in the service at such an outrageously small cost.
Right, and I think it's really, you know, just probably an oversight. Casper Weinberg has been very busy because he has to spend something like $30 million every hour, every day. So he hasn't really had time to concentrate on the consumer side of Pentagon marketing. But therefore, I think we are providing a service to the Pentagon. In fact, we did send a letter to Casper thanking him for the policies that made this book possible. But he hasn't answered us as yet. We're hoping he will.
Well, my last question, Christopher Serve. Have any of these people gone to jail for this?
Well, there are, I think, something over 40 of the top 100 defense contractors are under some kind of indictment at the moment, or at least under investigation. But I think it would be unfair, if we could be serious for just a second, to blame the contractors alone for this. The Pentagon has policies in which they sometimes buy as few as one or two nuts or bolts at a time, and the cost of servicing those contracts can get a little bit out of hand. And also, there is a bit of overdesign. Some people think that maybe the $7,622 coffee maker would have been okay, even if it couldn't make perfect coffee after a plane crash, and that maybe a little bit could have been saved on that. So I wouldn't say it's just the contractor's fault, though there has certainly been contractor abuse, and some people, only a few, are beginning to pay for it.
Of course, there's plenty of room in the jails for people who work for the Pentagon as well. Put them all together.
That's probably true.
Then we have to find some suppliers to build the jail and supply toilet seats.
That's true. And I don't think that we ought to have standard-sized toilets in those jails.
No, extra large ones for comfort.
Absolutely. And if we even $650 or whatever would be a bargain for those toilet seats. And we'll be happy to supply them, I might point out.
Well, we also should mention that the Pentagon catalog is published by Workman, and it's only $4.95 at your nearest store.
And don't forget, that's with a $2,043 nut.
That's right. The nut goes with it free.
That's right.
Christopher Cerf, thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.